This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India has shown that democratic institutions and democratic processes give democracy with stability, speed and scale. Addressing the conference of speakers and presiding officers of the Commonwealth at Samvidhan Sadan in New Delhi today, Mr. Modi said, India has turned diversity into the strength of its democracy. He said, in India, democracy means last mile delivery and the government is working with a spirit of public welfare for every individual without any discrimination. Mr. Modi highlighted that nearly 25 crore people in India came out of poverty over the past few years.
भारत में डेमोक्रेसी का अर्थ लास्ट माइल डिलीवरी है हम एक लोक कल्याण की भावना से हर व्यक्ति के लिए बिना किसी भेदभाव के काम कर रहे हैं और इसी लोक कल्याण की भावना के कारण बीते कुछ वर्षों में भारत में 25 करोड़ लोग गरीबी से बाहर निकले हैं
Prime Minister Modi said, in India, the people are paramount and their aspirations have been made the top priority. He said India turned diversity into its strength and emerged as the fastest growing major economy.
भारत दुनिया की फास्टेस्ट ग्रोइंग मेजर इकोनॉमी है आज भारत में यूपीआई दुनिया का सबसे बड़ा डिजिटल पेमेंट सिस्टम है भारत दुनिया का सबसे बड़ा वैक्सीन प्रोड्यूसर है भारत दुनिया का नंबर टू स्टील प्रोड्यूसर है भारत में दुनिया का तीसरा सबसे बड़ा स्टार्टअप इकोसिस्टम है
Speaking on the occasion, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla said that AI and social media have enhanced the efficiency and capability of democratic institutions. He added that the misuse of AI and social media has given rise to serious challenges like misinformation, cybercrime and social division. The Speaker emphasized that it is the collective responsibility of all to seriously consider these challenges and find appropriate solutions. On the occasion of Army Day today, President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended their greetings to the brave soldiers, veterans and their families. In a social media post, President Murmu said that the Indian Army remains steadfast in safeguarding the unity, sovereignty and integrity of the nation. In a social media post, Mr. Radhakrishnan said that the unwavering courage, discipline and supreme sacrifice of the soldiers in safeguarding the nation inspire every citizen. Prime Minister Modi said that the nation salutes the courage and resolute commitment of the Indian Army. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has also extended greetings to the brave Indian Army personnel and their families on Army Day. In a social media post, Mr. Singh said, the nation salutes the Indian Army's indomitable courage, supreme sacrifice and unwavering commitment to safeguarding the sovereignty and integrity of the country. Voting for 29 municipal corporations across Maharashtra began this morning, including the Brihanmumbai Municipal Corporation. A voter turnout of 6.98% was recorded in the Brihanmumbai Municipal Corporation till 9:30 a.m. In Nagpur, 7% voting was recorded in the first 2 hours. Further, 9.2% voting was recorded in Parbhani, 7.8% in Ahilyanagar and 8.24% in Jalna. Elon Musk's AI model Grok will no longer allow users to edit images of real people into revealing clothing following global concern over sexualized AI deepfakes. The restriction, which applies to all users including paid subscribers, was announced on X hours after California's top prosecutor began probing AI general sexualized images, including of children. India has strongly advised its nationals to avoid travelling to Iran as the security situation in the country has deteriorated further. Ministry of External Affairs in an advisory said, in view of the ongoing developments in Iran, Indian nationals are strongly advised to avoid travel to the Islamic Republic of Iran until further notice. MEA asked the Indian citizens and persons of Indian origin, PIOs residing in Iran to exercise due caution and avoid visiting areas of protests. And that is the end of this news bulletin.